Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe for our post-game thoughts on this game. And what a game it was. The most highly anticipated game in the AFC, the top two teams. I didn't expect the Patriots to put that bad of a beating on the Texans.
This game told me a lot more about the Texans than it tells me about the Patriots. The Texans, with Andre Johnson saying biggest game in franchise history, everything about wearing the Letterman jackets, you knew that the Texans were putting such an onus on this game, whereas the Patriots, they more take it in stride, just another game. It tells me that the Texans weren't quite ready for this kind of scene. Now, don't get me wrong. The Patriots are still looking up at the Texans in the standings. The Texans are a good team, and they may see them again in the playoffs, but for this night on Monday Night Football, Tom Brady was his typical big game self. Defensively, they shut the Texans out until late in the middle of the second half. This told me about the Texans, that they weren't ready for this game. We'll see what they do from here. Do they look themselves in the mirror and figure things out? But as far as the Patriots, it doesn't tell me too much. It tells me that they, as usual, came up big on a big night.
Right. The defense had a lot of confidence, and Gerard Mayo even alluded to that. He said, you know, I finally feel like we played a full game, full 60 minutes, all four quarters, but of course, still some things to always work on.
No question, and I'm sure there's going to be plenty of things, but certainly defensively for the Patriots, the Texans did have a lot of areas of wide open space on the field, and Andre Johnson did a little bit of damage. Aaron Foster did as well, but really, this was not a game where Matt Schaub showed that he's on the same level as Tom Brady.
Oh, no way.
Brady was just so precise.
Right.
And this was even a game where Wes Welker had four or five drops. Like, his fingers weren't really there. But Hernandez, Lloyd, Ridley, they all came through, and it was impressive.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about Dante Stallworth. This was his first time back in a Pats uniform on the game field, and he had a touchdown. He couldn't have come back in any better fashion.
It's a really interesting and remarkable story. We all know about 2007. He was part of that undefeated season, the greatest offense in NFL history, had three touchdowns that year. We also all know what happened in his career after that. And he's bounced around and obviously had his legal issues as well. He comes back here this week, and obviously Tom Brady trusted him enough that he knew his job.
Right.
Went to him deep, and it was a one-handed grab and a great play by Stallworth. I'm sure he felt very good about that. We talked to him after the game in the locker room, and he kind of downplayed the whole story of it, but certainly felt proud to contribute to such a game.
Well, even Coach Belichick said, you know what, it's a great feeling right there in the locker room. All the guys are excited about this win, but we know what they're going to do come tonight or tomorrow. They're going to turn that page,
look forward to the
San Francisco 49ers.
And right now, it's Texans 1, Patriots 2, but we've seen how that can be topsy-turvy, so they know they have a lot more to play for in the final 3 weeks.
Absolutely. That's right. Well, those are our final thoughts, but that's going to wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.